Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. New Delhi asks Islamabad to end bloodshed in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, dismantle terror networks and vacate illegally occupied Indian territories. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg apologizes to Government of India over child abuse material, deepfake content and platform lapses. China announces retaliatory economic measures against Washington, including controls on drone exports to US. And at Korea Masters Badminton Tournament, Tanvi Sharma and Anmol Kharb among seven Indians to enter second round of women's singles in Assam. India today asked Pakistan to stop the bloodshed in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, take credible, verifiable and irreversible action against terror networks operating from its soil and immediately vacate all Indian territories under its illegal and forcible occupation. A report.
External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranadhir Jaiswal was responding to media queries on remarks made by Pakistan's foreign minister on the so-called Yom-e-Istisal. He said, "World is not fooled by these orchestrated spectacles." Mr. Jaiswal said, "The Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh are, have always been and will always remain an integral and inalienable part of India." He said, "The constitutional changes made on the 5th of August 2019 are an internal matter of India and Pakistan has no locus standi to comment on these matters." The spokesperson said these decisions have brought unprecedented socio-economic development, good governance and democratic empowerment to the people of the region. He said Pakistan's statements are aimed at diverting international attention from the brutal suppression of fundamental rights in POJK. With Suparna Sekia, Anand Kumar for World News.
The Baloch Voice Association, BVA, has submitted a report to the United Nations Human Rights Council ahead of its 63rd session, alleging a worsening human rights situation in Pakistan's Balochistan province. The report highlighted allegations of enforced disappearances, extrajudicial killings, restrictions on civil liberties, and suppression of dissent. The BVA has called on the international community and the United Nations to investigate alleged violations. It also asked to address Baloch people's right to self-determination through a UN-supervised mechanism. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg today sent his apologies to Government of India for the child sexual abuse material, deepfake content and errors in operating the platform. Sources said that Meta admitted that a lot of money was paid for boosting certain type of content. It was made clear to Meta that they are not covered under intermediary definition and they select who receives the content. They apologized and regretted the mistake. China has announced a series of economic measures against the United States, including export controls on drones and sanctions on six American entities in response to recent restrictions imposed by Washington. China's Commerce Ministry said the measures follow a U.S. ban on imports of Chinese drones and the addition of 43 Chinese companies to the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act entity list. The ministry urged the United States to withdraw what it called its restrictive measures and warned that China could take further action if new curbs are introduced. The announcement comes ahead of an expected visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping to the United States in September. U.S. President Donald Trump says an agreement to reopen the Strait of Hormuz could be reached as early as today. Speaking to reporters in California, President Trump said Iran and Oman were moving closer to a deal on the strategic waterway, raising hopes of easing pressure on global trade and the wider economy. The Strait of Hormuz has remained at the center of the conflict after shipping through the route was disrupted by Iranian threats and attacks. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have claimed responsibility for a targeted strike on a Saudi oil tanker in the northern Red Sea. A report.
In a statement posted on social media, Houthi military spokesperson Yahya Saraya said the tanker Wafa was targeted with ballistic missiles off the coast of Yanbu, a major Saudi Red Sea port city. Saraya said the latest attack brought the number of Saudi oil tankers targeted by Houthi forces since the campaign began to 8, while 29 other tankers had been forced to turn back. There was no immediate comment from the Saudi authorities. The latest strike comes amid ongoing tensions between the Houthis and Saudi Arabia in July this year. The renewed hostilities have raised concerns over security in the Red Sea and the Bab al-Mandab Strait, a key global shipping route. Swati Rakheja for World News.
In Ukraine, 17 people have been killed and 44 were injured after Russia launched a major overnight missile and drone attack on Kyiv and the surrounding region. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia fired 24 ballistic missiles, 4 Zircon or Onyx missiles and 115 drones. Zelensky said that it is very important for Ukraine's partners to understand that delays in supplying or a reluctance to hand over anti-ballistic systems lead directly to casualties and destruction. In South Korea, the number of heat-related deaths have risen to 21. Health authorities said that more than 2,400 people have visited emergency rooms with heat-related illnesses since mid-May this year, when the government launched its heat-related illness surveillance system. The National Weather Agency also issued additional severe heat wave warnings for the Greater Seoul area this morning. NASA, this U.S. space agency, has announced that the second stage of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket crashed into the moon's surface early today. The impact occurred at 12.05 p.m. IST. According to scientists, the impact created a crater measuring approximately 20 to 30 meters in diameter on the lunar surface. India enjoyed a mixed day at the Korea Masters Badminton Tournament in Asan, with 7 players advancing to the second round of women's singles, while all 6 men's singles players crashed out in the opening round. In the women's singles, Anmol Kharb, Tanvi Sharma, Mansi Singh, Rakshita Ramraj, Ashmita Chaliha, Isha Rani Barua and Shriyanshi Valishetty progressed to the second round with impressive victories. Women's doubles pair of Sonali Singh and Ritika Thakkar and mixed doubles combination of Shruti Mishra and Ishan Bhatnagar also entered the second round. However, in the men's singles, former world number one Kidambi Srikanth, Mithun Manjunath, Kiran George, Ronak Chauhan, Sanith Dayanand and Tarun Mannepalli all suffered first-round defeats. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus arrived in the Democratic Republic of the Congo today as the Ebola outbreak continues to spread at an alarming rate. The visit comes at a time when strike by some health workers over unpaid wages threatens ongoing healthcare work. During his visit, Mr. Tedros is scheduled to meet with President Felix Tshisekedi and health partners in the capital, Kinshasa. This marks his second visit since the outbreak was declared in mid-May. According to the Congolese Ministry of Health, the outbreak has resulted in 3,874 confirmed cases, including 1,751 deaths as of earlier this week. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi asks Islamabad to end bloodshed in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, dismantle terror networks and vacate illegally occupied Indian territories. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg apologizes to Government of India over child abuse material, deepfake content and platform lapses. China announces retaliatory economic measures against Washington, including controls on drone exports to US. And at Korea Masters Badminton Tournament, Tanvi Sharma and Anmol Kharb, among 7 Indians to enter second round of women's singles in Asan. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.